Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an FNBS studio special with me and my dog, Mr. AKA. I'm Hateful J. This is a Delivery Bros FNBS podcast venture, man. If you're awake at all, not woke, but just awake as an alert, then you know the world has been fucking mad right now. It's been mad. Yeah, to say the least. And this time around, guys, there's no dynamic to the show. There's no breakdown. There's no intro BSing. You know, Anthony might not talk much wrestling unless it pertains to the facts. This is not your usual. We are talking about the madness, not the reefer madness, but just the madness of the world, the racism, the rapists, the what else? What else going on, Ant? What else is happening?
I mean, I don't know, man. Just like the world is just in. Well, chaos.
Completely.
I mean, shit. I don't even know where shit. To start.
Me either, man.
I mean, we got people dying left and right. We got like 100-something thousand cases of people dying from the COVID virus.
And you follow that up with worldwide revolution. Protests.
Oh yeah, as soon as the George Floyd thing happened, I'm talking about. And okay, this is us like slowly coming outside too, after you know, being locked up from the pandemic, the first wave.
Right.
So everybody's already just on edge, and then George Floyd gets murdered. And it just started a giant shockwave of anger and frustration. We're seeing just businesses getting burned down. Hell, the whole main center of Amazon in California got burned down.
Yeah.
We're talking just everybody. It looks like V from Vendetta right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it comes to protests.
100%. But I don't know, man. You got that. And with that, let's just start there, too. And we can just backtrack. Because that's the current event. You know what I mean? That's the current thing. There's all the few things. Like I mentioned before, you got everybody's a abuser these days. You know, we heard about Hyde going to jail for his assault shit. And just, like I said, man, a lot of things happen at once, man. A lot of things happen at once. Like, but let's start with the whole thing that's happened now, you know, the Black Lives Matter thing. All this stuff.
I mean, right now, I mean, heck, I went to one of the protests a few weeks back here in Kansas City. And it was peaceful, man. It was actually a peaceful protest. And then all of a sudden, like, the police started showing up and it started increasing. At first it started going from like, you know, 5 or 10. Then all of a sudden, they 20 deep. Next thing you know, they're 30 deep. They're 40 deep. They're 50 deep. Now they're like 70 deep.
Yeah.
With paddy wagons.
Yeah. Tanks and all kind of shit. I know you saw the shit, because I watched the first week when everything exploded. That whole first week, I had my kids and shit. I didn't go on any protests. But then I probably wouldn't have, because I still don't know if there's COVID. I got kids to take care of. You feel me? Like, and right. And I'm gonna try not to get into much too conspiracy. I'm gonna try not to backtrack politics and how all this is part of a bigger plan, because everybody don't want to hear that. But some things are true, you know what I mean? But like, I had my kids that week, so I sat and watched Minneapolis live streams every day, you know what I mean? And it was the wildest shit to see. I recorded mostly all of it, but they showed a lot of what the media left out of peaceful protests being aggravated by the police pulling up and just being extra aggressive. Which, like, I know that ain't, I'm sure it ain't the case in all situations. Like, of course not. We human fucking beings. You know what I mean? And
oh, yeah.
There's going to be some.
Even in Kansas City, that's the same shit, though. To be honest, like, it was peaceful. Then all of a sudden, when they started increasing their numbers, and, you know, people were just marching or whatever, Next thing you know what, somebody's getting maced, tear gas. And me and my bro had to get the hell up out of there, bro. It started getting chaotic.
Yeah. Like, I saw people had their kids down there. I'm like, I would never take my kids to that shit.
No kids, bro.
Like, people were getting, like, firing, people's kids were getting maced.
They were firing tear gas in the middle of the crowd with all these kids there.
Yeah. So, look, man. Now, go ahead. Yeah, like, it's dangerous. Like, my thing about everything, like, I just don't know. Like you said, I don't know where to start, bro, just like you don't. But the worst thing about this, the aftermath of it, not the actual action of it, not the reason people are protesting, is how many people you are seeing not really looking at none of the real issues and instantly being more racist. Like, there are so many racists jumping out the closet right now. Like,
oh yeah,
people I consider friends that irks the fuck out of me, man. That brings the Hateful J out of me. You know what I mean? That and people that use Republican and Democrat labels to hate a whole group of people. Because we gonna backtrack the history on what those are, because nobody fucking knows. But seeing that, seeing people take one issue and turn it into like four or five issues and four or five more reasons to hate is insane to me. You know what I mean?
I agree.
That makes the whole thing, like I said, I'm trying to get to conspiracy, but if we go to a certain theory on things, it's all part of the plan. Like I said, I'm not gonna get into that bag, but the fact that people are separating more. American people, at least. I'm just gonna speak on America. People are like dividing and separating more and more every day.
A lot of it's just fear based.
Facts.
And I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how many people I've had to cut off just in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Just for being hateful.
Huh?
Like, just for being, like, hateful and negative and shit.
Just being hateful or just not even understanding the situation. Mm-hmm. Even if you sat down and literally pinpointed, hey, this is the reason why people are acting like this. This is something that's going on. Then they bring up Martin Luther King. And Martin Luther King even says, you know, riots are another way of speaking out for the oppressed. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Like, there is so much that people don't get. And they're just like, why they gotta destroy stuff? Why they gotta do this? Like, why are you worried about stuff right now?
Yeah.
Like, regardless, like, for instance, even Dave Chappelle said in his
the 846 special, yeah.
He said, look, we are not trying to make George Floyd a hero. Okay? Yes. We're not. Yes, we know George did dirt. You know what? Nobody is perfect. The reason why we are upset is because the officer put his knee on that man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Yeah.
That dude suffered.
Yeah. And you know what bothers me, man? And I think I talked about this on one of my other shows. Maybe I didn't, but the whole him having a record, that has nothing to do with anything, bro. That has absolutely nothing to do with nothing. You can say that for any. It's not only black people that fucking argue with the police when they about to get arrested. It's not only black people that commit fucking crime. You know what I mean? Like, there's videos of, and I don't want to use no color base right now, bro, but there's plenty of videos of white people literally attacking the police, and the motherfuckers never even reach for their gun.
No. So, and that's another thing. Like, look, let's put this example. All right, let's go back to Dylann Roof.
Yeah.
Okay. Dylann Roof went into a church.
That was going to
be. He went into a church, prayed with these people, and then killed 9 people.
Yeah. And then what they do? I know you know. I'm going to let you tell the story. Them,
and then they took him to Burger King.
My nigga. And they put a vest on him. They made sure he's protected too. See that shit? They put a safety vest on him, man.
It took him to Burger King because he said, I hadn't really been eating the last couple days. So that's okay. We're gonna go ahead and get him some Burger King, and yeah. Then we're going to take him again. Like, Dylan Roof is still alive.
Yeah. He did a service, bro. And I don't want to say it like that, but in some places, that's a service. You know what I'm saying? In some places, nobody cares. Like, the whole Black Lives Matter thing, you could put whatever tag you want on it. You could say George Soros funded. There's all these conspiracies and all this shit. But the origin of that fucking saying is, don't care less about us when it's happening to us. And it's like, and this is my biggest problem. So I got into an argument, not even an argument, a small debate, because I'm not going to debate with dummies. But it was a small debate. There was a picture posted of a bunch of black dudes beating up a white dude. You know what I mean? Didn't kill him or nothing. They beat him up. All right. So and I don't know who posted it. I don't even know how it was on my feed. But I'm reading it. It's probably 150 motherfuckers at least. Talk about their animals. Kill them all. We'll kill them all. We'll kill them all. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, those same people will be like, all lives matter. Those same people, or will try to act like it's not any racism. Those same people will blame Democrats and all kind of bullshit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I said something into the effect of like, nobody says the value of life depends on your color for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody says anything about, and people didn't bring up black on black crime. People, nobody ever says nothing about us. Nobody cares about us when we killing each other. You know what I'm saying? Unless they using it in an argument right now. You know what I mean? Nobody ever, no white person, no matter what category, whether you're racist or not, nobody has ever protested or said anything about the little kids that go to school and shoot up the fucking school and kill everybody. You know what I'm saying? The level of violence only matters when we doing it, bro. Like, in the black-on-black crime shit, for me, there's not even the amount of words I can say to a motherfucker who ain't trying to hear that'll make them comprehend why that is a thing and why black-on-black crime is not a fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, for real, like, here's the thing with black, like, if we're going to really talk about the statistic of black-on-black crime, here's the thing. We are a minimal percent of America. We are the minority.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. At least if black-on-black crime is the biggest thing for us, at least we're going after a specific target.
Yeah.
And we're going to, like, most cases, when there's beef between niggas, it's usually the people they're going after.
Let's keep it 100.
It's between them.
And to add to that, can I add to that real quick?
Yes.
Why I say black-on-black crime is not a thing, because that's gangsters killing gangsters. In all cultures, gangsters kill gangsters. I don't know a country, a city, a state where they don't have a fucking gang.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Or motherfuckers that do dirt and gotta kill a motherfucker or two over drugs or money or jealousy.
There's usually a specific.
Yeah. That shit happens. Like, innocent people die, but that's what happens when there's crime. Everywhere.
Exactly.
All over the world. Sorry, go ahead.
Like, what do you do when there's corruption in the neighborhood? You're probably going to do dirt so you can survive.
Yeah. Facts.
I mean, it's simple. And so...
Damn.
I don't know what that was, but welcome to my neighborhood. Anyways.
Golly.
But anyway, what I was trying to say is, like, look, the majority are white people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this to make white people feel like I got some problem with them. But here's the thing. And let's just be straightforward. You make up 60% of the population. Yes. More than likely, you get killed by the cops a lot more than we do. But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
You're also one of the percentages that causes majority of the mass shootings.
Yeah. Hey, Ant, before you can go ahead and hit your eye right there, you got a piece of little lint right there on your eyelash, bro.
Right here?
Boom. Yep. That's real nigga shit. That's real nigga shit if y'all don't know.
This in the last decade alone.
Yeah.
I've been Caucasian American.
Right.
I was like, so if you really want to have an argument about who's shooting who the most, we can look at the tail of the tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for anybody who wants to use black-on-black crime, you got to realize you're the majority. So most of the killing is being done by you.
Yeah. Facts.
On your side.
Facts. Most of the rage, most of the public rage is being done by you. Most of the fucking, most of the, if there's a mass death, it's not done by us, bro. And that's not, and we're not tit-for-tatting race violence and who's the better race. We're just pointing out the fact that you're talking about this one thing only when it pertains to us, like it's not happening everywhere else. Us being the black community. You know what I mean? It's going to be a real ass episode, but whatever. And more to that, bro, I want to add.
Mm-hmm.
For the people who don't, this is me going back into a little bit of history, okay? Now, to the people who don't believe there's racism, to the people who wonder why black people kill each other, to the people who use all these things, to the people who say, oh, there's no such thing as racism. I worked my ass off my whole life. All right, this is the thing. This is the thing. We can go back where you want to go, 1960s. Let's just go back to the 50s and 60s, okay? In the 50s and 60s, as a white person, the job market, life period is way more open to you. Everything, you're accepted in society limitlessly. It's limitless to where you can go being accepted in society. For decades, your great-great-grandmothers never had, unless they're a woman, women had their struggles. You know what I mean? There's been other people's struggles. We ain't the only ones struggle, but we literally are the only outcast for real in society from then to now. So you go decades back when y'all say, oh, there's no racism. I worked real hard to get my shit. Okay. Think about your great-grandmother, okay, as a white person. She lived in a world where she was accepted. She can get any job she want. Her fucking potential was high compared to being a black person in America. So if your great-grandma had the potential, or let's use your grandfather. It's a patriarchy, right? So your great-granddad, he had limitless options. He was able to build a business. He was able to get any job he want and consistently build around a community of people that looks just like him, all acceptable. Your great-granddad, my great-granddad, it was still damn near slavery. It was still slavery fucking great-granddad ago.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that option. So your great-granddad can build something for his kids. His kids can build something for his kids. His kids can build something for his kids. And so on and so forth. So not to take away from the fact that, say, you worked your ass off your whole life. Maybe you did. That's fine. But before you was even thought about, before your mom was even thought about, you had something to look forward to. Okay, now come over here to being black in America. Our great-granddads are still fucking slaves. Mm-hmm. Our great-granddads are still slaves. They son probably was born into slavery or post-slavery. What the fuck was that like? You know what I'm saying? We know what that was like. Their son still a struggle. That's what, we in the 60s, 70s? We know what it was. You know what I mean? And then in between that son and him having another son, you got the crack epidemic. So you take us being blocked from any form of progress in a society, and then y'all throw crack into the neighborhood so we can make money off that, and it's like, okay. And of course it didn't happen to all of us. Some of us found the way out of it, some of us just kept it moving. But we talk about a vast communities of people, bro. Coming from lineages of people who was blocked from education, blocked from skills, blocked from a bunch of fucking shit. And then when it started to look like we was fucking kind of modernizing ourselves, then we got crack.
Mm-hmm.
You got crack baby.
Like, it's happened multiple times where here we are trying to improve. Let's go back to Black Wall Street in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, it set aflame.
Yep. Every time
everybody got murdered.
That was war.
Let's see. Press again.
That was like that was an act of war for real, bro. And nothing.
It really was like a miniature civil war.
Yeah.
I mean, and people don't know this. There was a lot of crazy things that happened during civil rights, where literally there were like straight up militias versus militias.
Mm-hmm.
Us versus the KKK.
Yeah.
Like a lot of history of violence just to get where we're at. Because people always think of Martin Luther King, but they don't think about the other people in civil rights.
Yeah, but Martin Luther King got his ass kicked trying to be peaceful too, bro. He got arrested for trying to be peaceful, murdered for trying to be peaceful.
You know what people had to do just to get the Freedom Riders across the bridge in Selma?
Enlightened.
Literally, there was a small black militia that had to fight the Klan just so the Freedom Fighters could get through that bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are so many pieces of history. So everybody's always like, Martin Luther King this, Martin Luther King that. Martin Luther King was protest. Like, and then if you bring up Malcolm X, everybody's scared.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
we bring up the Black Panthers.
Malcolm X is my number one hero. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Because he went against the American system, and he kind of went against the system of the people he was with, the Muslim system, and because of how it benefited us as a people. If it was wrong for us as a people, no matter who was doing it, my dude spoke up about it. That's why he ain't alive right now. He had way too many enemies because he was talking cash. And nobody wants to hear real shit. He might have approached some things a little different too. But he came from the gutter as well. You feel me? He came from the hood as well. He came up uneducated, not really knowing what the fuck was going on as well, and then had to fucking, like, change himself.
I mean, heck, he did time in jail, got himself together.
Yeah.
He got up, and then he became one of the biggest leaders in the world. So yeah. What's that
to? Hey, that's resilience. More of us to take pictures out of that book. You know what I mean? Just speaking on us, but that's another conversation.
But, I mean, yeah. But you got that. Then we had the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
That got corrupted.
Yeah. Hey,
one of the chapters in Philadelphia got a bomb dropped on them in the neighborhood of Philly.
And that was the end of that was the early crack epidemic too.
Exactly. So
a lot of them niggas was getting strung out, losing focus, losing sight.
You know, he knew him, and he was the leader.
Right. And my man's had a PhD. They put him in jail a few times. And that's one of my favorite interviews with him in jail, still talking like he got some sense. Still talking like he got some sense, not moved, not bothered by anything that's happening. You know what I mean? But This shit is not new. You know what I mean? This shit is all everything, bro. Everything that's happening, the reaction, it's all a part of what's being pushed, bro. We can talk about social media. We can talk about just the straight up media. But it's all a part of something being pushed. It's part of some shit that started so long ago.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's like, what more information? We're in the time of information. So there's so many facts out there, but people want to be blind to it because they know ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, they just want to believe the first thing they see or believe what sounds good or believe what their friend shared. You know what I mean? Something like that. Nobody does the research. Like, the politics that's involved, bro, the whole... Like I said, the Republican Democrat thing, like the whole, all that is ridiculous to me.
You know, this is one of the reasons why even the forefathers of the country even said there should be no political parties. Church and state should never go together. There's a lot of things that we have literally done the opposite of.
Yeah.
As a country.
Yeah. That's for somebody's benefit.
To be quite honest, we're not really a democracy, we're more of a capitalist country.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Oh.
100%, bro. It's like, people don't realize that. But, like, what's funny to me about the politics is the sides that people pick. The sides that people pick and the truths that people don't know. And if you know anything, you go back to, like, you know, the Democrat-Republican thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This whole KKK shit. The way shit is planned, the way... And I don't like to dive into conspiracies, but when I saw the whole bricks being set out... I'm like, this is some obvious shit. Like, why isn't anybody paying attention to this? You know what I mean? But the way the politics has caused this separation between us doesn't really help what's happening now. Because now all black people are Democrats. All Democrats hate Trump. Trump is a god to Republicans and certain people. So it's set and ready to go. The wick has already been lit. You know what I mean? But nobody knows their history, bro, to like the first Republicans were 150 black dudes, 20 white dudes. You know what I mean?
That's just it.
Go ahead.
We were pro Republican for a very long time.
Yeah. We were the beginning.
He was a Republican.
Yeah. We was at the beginning of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
The Democrats wanted to keep slaves.
Actually, the KKK.
Yeah, the Democrats started the KKK because they want to influence us to come back to being Democrats. That's where it started. The KKK became the police and still remained the KKK. The police started as fucking hitmen, my dude. Like, pretty much, like muscle.
You want to talk about, you know, I don't understand why the Klan is still not on the FBI watch list as a terrorist group.
Well, apparently I saw some, but I don't give it no weight because I just saw it in a post that it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be listed as a that kind of organization.
They should be. I mean, literally, they have bombed churches.
Yeah. They literally push hate. They literally push hate, bro. And dominance and whatever, like this. That's supposed to be against everything this country about, right? Supposedly. Mm-hmm. But we know that pertains to certain people. You either got to have the money or be the right color most of the time, bro.
Shoot, sometimes the right color, depending on who's your family, too, don't even work.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why
I think the right color is always going to be money.
Yeah, that's what I said. Either enough money or the right color. Depends on the circumstances. But if, and I hate to say this, but being black is going to always be a different issue. What'd you say?
What I would do to be a rich white man right now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To just have the choice not to give a fuck.
That's true. Have fuck you money and make a new cast of different strokes.
Right. I saw something.
I had to lighten up the mood just a little bit. I'm sorry.
Nah, do your thing, bro. Like, because for real, the shit is, it's too serious to take serious. It's just, I haven't talked about it on my platform, you know what I mean? I've kept it light as fuck. You know what I mean? I don't want to. But then, some days I'm like, damn, I'm responsible to say something. But then it's like, shit, I can do what I want. But it was dope when you text me that one day because I'm like, yeah, I was thinking the same fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hell yeah.
But it's like, bro, I got friends that ask questions. I got, you know, fellow collectors and shit that's asked me questions about the shit. And it's really not ain't enough ways to explain what's going on right now, the things that are making it bigger than what it is, and how it looks things are headed. You feel me? But what really? Do we do? What do we do besides just talk about it, say fuck it, and keep it moving? Play our little part. You know what I mean? Like, I still got a family to take care of. You feel me? Like, I still got my own shit to worry about. Platform to worry about and dreams to chase. I can't get too caught up in how mad shit is.
That's just it, man. You can only have a balance. Like, look, I will always support my community. I mean, hey, my mom has always kept us involved in our community.
Yeah.
Even me, growing up on the nicer side of town, I never forgotten who I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, the best thing to do in these times is, you know what, support your local black businesses. You know, mm-hmm. if you can't be out in the protest and you don't want to put your family in danger, I don't know, just you can do specific things. Put it into your community in other ways.
Yeah. I think the best thing you can do is educate the people around you, educate yourself.
And that's exactly it. Stay educated. You know, don't be ignorant to anything and everything. Just keep your eyes open.
And stop listening to Facebook, guys. God damn, Facebook is not God. The fucking...
I feel like deleting all my social media, man. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Me too, bro.
The only reason why I'm keeping my social media, I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to run something here.
Yeah.
I need social media for this. But
I'm going to keep in mind for the same reason, bro. Same reason.
I'm like, it's so toxic right now.
It's bad.
No, it don't matter if it's Facebook, it don't matter if it's Instagram, it don't even matter if it's Twitter. Well, I mean, Twitter's always been a cesspool, but Yeah, it's Twitter.
Twitter trash, but I did just do my Twitter. For all my Twitter guys, it's Hateful J at FNBS Studios. Anyway, shut up! Try to have a conversation!
Shut up, dog.
Yeah. I got two of them. They some assholes.
Oh, you got two dogs?
Yeah. I had three. I had three. My old man passed like a month ago. R.P. Boo Boo. He was old though, bro. He had a long life. He was a beast. You know what I mean? But yeah, I love the pups, man. They're the only ones that don't see what we see. They just like, they like, hey, nigga, play with me. Throw this ball. I need some of that kibble. You got treats? I'm gonna smell your food. I need some water. That's it. Ain't no complications, man. And they love you. Yeah.
Man, to be a domestic animal.
Whoa. Some people gonna take that the wrong way now. Hey, listen, you motherfuckers. He ain't mean it like that, goddammit. Y'all gonna make me come through the camera and whoop y'all's ass. I'm gonna come through the camera, whoever's listening. If you listen to this audio, I'm coming through the headphones on you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Bro. It's, man, like with everything going on, man. I want to talk about this other shit too. I want to talk about Hyde. I want to talk about all these goddamn nasty motherfuckers too, bro.
Yo, we gotta put.
But before we do,
yes,
we're not gonna dive too deep into this. I of course have a lot more to say. I know you have a lot more to say too. But if it's an everyday flood of this heavy shit, you know what I mean? We just touch base with each other, say our piece a little bit. But if I gotta say one last thing, like, if you racist and if you're not, okay, not if you're racist, but if it comes out your mouth these times at any point to hate more, then you missed a point. If any hateful things are coming out your mouth right now because of what's going on, you missed a point. Think about the fact that this is beyond a black and white thing. Think past all any agenda and think about what's really going on. Think about the fact that this is the first time the whole world stood up for something America was talking about. Think about that. The rest of the world ain't never gave a fuck about what we was doing this much. Ever. And all you gotta do is just be, if you have a question, ask it. Don't be a dick, guys. You feel me? Like, and just fucking buckle up. This shit ain't over. Like, hey, can you get out? Mimi, out. Sorry, guys. But no, just learn, bro. Don't hate more. This is not a time to hate more. And it's worse.
Hate everybody equally.
Yeah, if you're going to hate everybody equally. And you know what? I'm going to say this from Hateful J. To all you racist motherfuckers that's mad at protests, mad at rioting, y'all the same motherfuckers that came out with guns because y'all had to stay in the house with the rest of the fucking world.
You are taking away my rights.
The rest of the whole world was on the same shit. So when I hear ain't no white privilege, kiss my ass. If I hear ain't no, listen, I don't want to hear nothing else. From you motherfuckers in that category, for the All Lives Matter motherfuckers, for the there is no racism motherfuckers, for all the motherfuckers I named, it's just ignorant. Yeah, bro, to all that ignorant shit, and the police are crazy. And defund the police means that does not mean we don't want no police, but it means that they don't need $200,000 tanks to protect and serve the people. What the fuck are you fighting, aliens?
I mean, that'd be kind of tight, but
no. That will be tight as fuck, because I'm in that fight. But defund the police, defund the police also means, like, hey, you only need one kind of weapon. You're here to protect and serve, my nigga. Defund the police means, like, you get the point. I'm not going to keep going into this, but it don't mean, like, hey, get rid of police. Y'all motherfuckers so goddamn ignorant. But let's talk about these goddamn pedos, man, and these fucking nasty boys in Hollywood. What are they doing?
Where do we start, man? It goes from the entertainment industry of acting to pro wrestling.
One of my favorite shows is Ruined. Fuck you, Hyde. Whatever your name is, bro. What is this? David Hyde Pierce? No, that's nigga from Frasier. What's Hyde's real name?
Danny Masterson.
Fuck you, Danny Masterson. You come on, bro. All that money you got.
You can't. three cases, bro. It was actually five. Two of them got dismissed.
So you know they probably was probably 10 that he really did. And I don't even want to be that guy, bro, but that's facts, man. That's ugly. He in jail though, right? That, if I heard right.
He got bonded. But he got a case, court case later in the fall.
That nigga gonna disappear. He got all the bread in the world. What? Who else we got? Run it down for me, because you know what? It's Hateful Jay and it's Mr. AKA having a thoughtful moment with the people. This is the FNBS Studios thing. If I didn't know, Mr. AKA is officially part of the FNBS Studio thing, but he's his own man. We didn't want to do it like that. It's just a family thing, okay, guys? It's a family thing. You know what I mean? So we're family now, bro. So you might see more of us. It's going to be a lot of conversations. Every time the world changes, we're going to do one of these. How about that? If y'all don't like it, so what? We have fun. He had fun on Delivery Bros. He gives you your random news, your food news, your wrestling. I have fun on the FBS podcast, which is down right now, with the movies and pop culture. We can have a real moment. Y'all better shut the fuck up. Anyway, take it away, Mr. AKA.
So I just want to say right now, so as a professional wrestling fan, the community has really imploded in the last 5 days. Mm-hmm. We're at a point now where we have a list of almost 90 wrestlers that some have actually spoken on the allegations and some have not.
That's such a big number, bro.
Yeah, it's a huge number.
How many professional wrestlers? Is this just the WWE?
No, this is a mixture of WWE. This is a mixture of American independent, the UK independent scene, and Impact and AEW.
Golly.
Yes.
That's insane.
Motherfuckers are getting fired. Motherfuckers are getting suspended. Hell, somebody got caught up from a bad interview they had 4 years ago talking about, like, because he said, end quote on the podcast, "I would rape Sasha Banks." And now he's suspended from the company and going through sensitivity training.
Who says that? That nigga needs sensitivity training. Who says that?
Sammy Guevara of AEW.
Lord have mercy, bro. Okay, now wait. Like, I'm not trying to justify or nothing, but this is not. It's surprising because it's so many people. But you gotta think, bro. You're talking about wrestlers. You know, a lot of the motherfuckers definitely use performance enhancing drugs. That's personality altering. You know what I mean? Some of the motherfuckers might be on title type, but you know, they're probably on a different level with that shit, bro. They probably feel like they can take whatever. You know what I mean? And not all of them. Because I love the sport of wrestling, bro. I grew up on that shit.
Yeah. Yo, man. It's like, it's getting intense, bro. I'm talking about just all these women, and not just women, men too. Men, some trans women, and men too. They're all coming out. LGBT, straight, cis, everybody.
Yeah.
Has a story. We're talking dudes getting raped by other dudes. We're talking like life-threatening situations, getting choked, getting beat up, like getting blackballed because of the fact they want to do stuff.
Damn, son.
Like these men, women, and everybody in the LGBT are literally posting stories. We're talking threats.
Yeah. Bro, the human race is just trash, bro.
Bro.
We are trash.
I couldn't believe we're on that list.
That's insane, bro. That's insane.
I've actually met people.
Yeah.
That I couldn't believe were on that list.
It's happening in the music world too, man. It's crazy, bro. What the fuck is wrong with people, dog?
People get money and power that they can do whatever the fuck they want.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. It can be nothing else. Like, shit is wild to me, bro. Like, what is happening in 2020? Like, you know what's funny? When This is not like my reality thoughts. This is just like a random thought that crossed my mind. But when Kobe died, something was like, oh, somebody broke the seal on hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, just random, just because of the way it felt, my dude. Like, and I hate to give that much praise to a person I don't know, but if you're going to tell me when Kobe died you ain't feel off, then you lying to yourself.
Hell, I felt off.
You know what I'm saying? Like, then
I'm a Kobe fan like that.
Yeah, still. Bro. Like, it felt off, bro. Like, and then his daughter was with him. Like, something about that shit felt off. But since then, it's been all downhill, my nigga. Like, it's been... It started before that, but it's been bro, we've had like confirmation that aliens exist and nobody gave a fuck. I didn't even give a fuck, and that's the one thing, that's on my bucket list. That's number one.
Meet an alien?
To know that aliens exist. To know that they're real.
I already knew they were real, but damn.
Yeah. I mean, I already knew in my bones, but like when they fucking said it, and like the Pentagon's like, yeah. We got these pictures. We knew for a minute. You know what I mean? And nobody batted an eye. The murder hornets was a distraction. It's all a distraction, but I'm glad the murder hornets didn't come around. Can you imagine coronavirus, murder hornets, and protests at the same time?
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Like all in the same day?
Okay, on Yellowstone might erupt too.
Yeah. And it's aliens. That's a hell of a that's a hell of a Wednesday, bro. You wake up, go outside, get stung by a murder hornet, gotta put your face mask on, then you fucking walk downtown, and you get shot with a beanbag and some tear gas, and then all of a sudden, aliens start blowing up the city because we fucking up and don't deserve the air we breathing. That's a fucked up Wednesday, dog.
I'd rather not have that type of Wednesday.
I'm saying. No. 2020 is that Wednesday, dog. I saw this meme that killed me, bro. It said we only in June, and the next few months spell Jason. And it was a picture of Jason Voorhees. And I ain't never thought about that in my life. Wait, July, August, September, October, November? These motherfuckers. What's the D stand for if they ain't part of his name? Like, fuck, is that Doom? Oh, gosh. What's happening? But nah, I laughed my ass off. I'm like, that's fire. All my life I never thought about what the fuck the month spell.
You know, the way everything's been happening this year, it's almost been biblical.
Facts. But it's like, you know, I guess there's been times in life where people live through crazy shit like this. But I don't know if it's ever been all of them at one time.
Right now it's making me feel really old.
Boy, what are you telling, nigga? I'll be 40 in 3 years, bro.
I can't believe you older than me like that. Good grief.
I'm an old man, bro. I've seen a lot, done a lot, bro. I just try to stay one way, bro, until I die. I just want to try to stay one way.
Well, break out the Geritol and Icy Hot, yo.
Hey, I don't need the Geritol Icy Hot. Yeah, I got a long way to go. This thing out here trying to make fun of me, man. That's why I'm going to drink my wine and sing. You be hating on Hateful J. No, I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, bro, it's going fast. It's going fast, my nigga. Time is flying.
Man,
this year needs to get it done. But I've never been a believer in, you know, people like, New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose some pounds. Or I'm going to stop eating fucking this. Or I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes. You know what I mean? I'm going to dance more out in public. I'm going to do stand-up comedy next year. I've never believed in that.
Oh, but, New Year's resolution. No, you just either do it or
you don't.
Oh.
But I'm feeling like 2020 need to come on, man. Like 2020 need to get it moving and get some 2021. Let's break this even shit. Yeah, damn. Because I'm ready for some fun, man. I missed the movie theaters. I miss just people not hating people every day anyway, because people hate people all the time. But I'm sick of people talking about it. You know what I mean?
I miss not feeling like I'm walking into a Japanese biker movie where everybody is wearing face masks and you don't know what other people are thinking as other people are freaked out about being even an inch close to somebody. I can't hug my family members.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff, man. I'm just like, right now, it is, it's just so weird.
Yeah.
Even if you're like slightly out in public for just a hot second, it's,
yeah.
You but, know?
Yeah. It's,
and then you know it's, another wave is coming.
Yeah. That's why, that's why I like, if I could, if anybody could hear me say anything, it's just be calm, bro. Because like, without getting back to it, they want us to panic. I can go through this long history. I can do the New World Order bag. I can talk about Freemasons and all that shit. But I'm just saying, they want us to hate each other, bro. That's what politics is. The more we hate each other, the more money they make, the more shit they can do. Just love your brothers, man. Black, white, or whatever. And if you hate somebody, figure out why the fuck you hate somebody. Like, because you got the problem. Especially if they ain't do nothing to you. But, like, if we get through this and all happy and good, it's going to take us to do that shit, homie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you know a motherfucker rapist, bro, just, like, throw their ass off a bridge or something. Like, I don't know. Like, that shit got to stop. Ew. Like, y'all need to relax.
Speak out.
Say it again.
Speak out.
You know what I mean? Smoke more weed. If you don't smoke weed and you got an attitude, smoke some weed. That don't solve everything, but it's something to do. You know what I mean? Follow FNBS Studios. Follow Delivery Bros motherfucking page too. Get some dope shit in your life. Get some good feeling that ain't always about the bullshit.
Mm.
You know? Find something, like, find somewhere to put your energy, bro, because ain't nothing going to change outside. You know what I mean? But we got to find some way to stay sane until we get through this shit, for sure. And any positives going on for you, bro? Anything you're looking forward to? I know your podcast is back and shit. I'm happy to see that.
Podcast is back.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nobody pregnant yet.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
I wouldn't be trying in this fucking place. Shit.
I don't know. Some people have already ended up with some baby mamas. Mm. End up with some COVID babies.
Mm. Damn, are this what they going to say? Are they going to be 16 like, yeah, I'm a COVID baby? Damn,
yeah.
Son.
Dude, we were born in the 80s, bro, so we crack babies.
Yeah, 100%. We all supposed to be crack babies, huh? 83 over here, bro. Fuck them.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's going to be COVID babies.
Yeah, them Corona kids. They're going to be the Corona kids. Y'all fuck. This generation fucked. What? They coming out high-tempered and sick. Golly. How's your mental, man? How's everything, bro? Are, you know what I mean?
Mental school. Shoot. Been in a new spot for a month now.
Oh, hell yeah. Congratulations, nigga. You know?
Man, so you already know it's all bolts and holes from here.
Bolts and holes? Gotta have me some bolts and holes. Hey, that sounds like a good day. Now, that's a good Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you watching anything, man? You watching any fire movies? Watching any dope shit, bro? Anything dope?
Holy shit. What have I been watching? God, that's a long list. Like, I've been watching Baki. I finished that up.
Yeah, bro. Season 3 dropped, but they ain't got the dub, so I can't watch it, and I'm pissed. I gotta have a dub.
You gotta enjoy the connoisseur version of the subs.
I can't, bro. I can't, because I miss the cheesy aspect, bro. Like, that's how I was introduced to it, man. Like, the first anime I watched was Akira and Guyver outside of Dragon Ball. But real anime was Akira, Guyver, and then Go-Go 13. All, like, throwback, like, early 80s shit.
That is throwback for real.
You know what I mean? But all still good to this day. Check your anime out, you anime-hating motherfuckers. But, like, it always had the cheesy voice, and even the Dragon Ball, like, I love that cheesy aspect. So it's hard for me.
Man, you need that Japanese voice. Put it on this call.
Everybody keeps saying that. Yeah, you had a Corey Kenshin moment just now. But everybody keeps saying that, man. But I feel like I've had to learn Japanese to enjoy it, which I might go ahead and do. Fuck it.
Nihongo this.
But don't talk to me like that, bro. Don't talk to me like that, bro. Yeah, whatever you said, motherfucker. Huh?
But Toshi no Namiwa, Anthony Desk.
You damn Ta-dum. Right. Damn right I don't want to wash Anthony's desk. What the hell are you talking about?
I just introduced myself in Japanese, sir.
Nah, you say you don't want to wash Anthony's desk. I'm like, you damn right I don't want to wash your desk. You wash your own desk, motherfucker. Shit, that's how I translated it.
Holy shit.
Nah, bro, but like, I be trying, man. I try. But see, I didn't start it like that. You feel me? Maybe if I start something with just the Japanese without hearing the voice, maybe I can do it. But I already know what they sound like in English, and that's what I'm used to.
I'm a mixture person. There are certain things that I like to watch in English dub. Like Dragon Ball Z. I like it in English dub more than I like it in Japanese.
They sound like shit in Japanese, bro. They all sound the same kind of, too.
Most of the voices are played by women, so it's kind of weird when you first watch Dragon Ball Z in English.
Yeah.
So Goku's voice is actually played by a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Hi, I'm Goku," and I'm more like, "Hey guys, I'm Goku. I like that voice or yeah. Vegeta."
Yeah.
Sounds like Vegeta.
Like you can hear the femininity in their voices in Japanese, and you know, like, no offense, you know what I mean? Ain't no offense to women. I'm just saying you can hear the difference.
I mean, most shonen characters in Japan are actually played by women.
Yeah. Yeah,
Luffy, Asta's character. Asta's character is a guy. There are a lot of people that are played by women because a lot of voice actors are actually majority women in Japan. So I mean, I get it. Like for instance, here's the thing: I can't watch the Japanese sub of Cowboy Bebop.
That's my shit, bro.
And you know what's crazy is though. A lot of people actually prefer the dubbing in Cowboy Bebop because of the fact during that time when they recorded Cowboy Bebop, because you got to realize voice actors in America were not getting paid that much to do dubs. And they actually were all struggling, the whole cast of Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
So you could actually, like, the emotion and stuff from it, that was actually how they were really feeling.
Yeah.
They can relate to the actual Bebop crew.
Mm. Hell yeah.
And
didn't know that.
That's what actually made it stand out.
Yeah. We in our pop culture bag, guys. Little pop culture tidbits, anime side of things. You know what I mean? We got to have some shit, some light on the situation. But nah, bro, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's hard for me, bro. It's really hard. And I'm trying to try, but there's no way I could watch season 3 of Baki without those dubs.
No, you know what you need to watch in Japanese subtitles?
What's that?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I've never watched JoJo. I know it's
you need to watch JoJo. You gotta watch it in the Japanese subs.
Yeah, I know it's a fucking classic. Tell me, but
it makes more sense.
Hmm.
It is the most over-the-top extra shit ever.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so great.
I think I see where you're coming from. I think I might understand what you're trying to say. I'm a C, bruh. I'm a C, man. I'm a C. What's up with it, man? You know. But what else you got going on, dog? What else you got going on, man? What are you looking forward to? But the rest of your year, what you plan on getting popping?
The Battle of the Routers.
Oh, let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Have you made a choice?
No, I haven't. I'm very confused. I don't know if I want to get the PS5 or the Xbox X Series. It's really leaning towards the PS5, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
The exclusive, man. That's what got me. I want those PS5 exclusives. I want those PlayStation exclusives.
I want the Miles Morales Spider-Man game.
I've never played any PlayStation Spider-Man game. Didn't play The Last of Us. Like, I missed out on so much not getting a PS4. Making it real hard for me not to get the PS5, bro. But I'm an Xbox man, bro.
You need to come to the other side.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Xbox all day, but
come to the dark side.
Bro, I might have to figure out some way. I might have to sell like an eighth of my collectibles and get both.
Come to the dark side. you want to.
But the Xbox gonna be strong, bro. All it takes is for one, two companies to be like, all right, we gonna make out this, and they got it. That bitch gonna be that bitch.
Dark side, we got Street Fighter.
You just gonna keep saying come to the dark side, ain't you? You son of a bitch. Listen, I don't know what to do. Like my loyalty, bro. That's my loyalty's at.
Here's the thing. I love the Xbox controller, actually. Yeah. The Xbox controller, I use it for my PC gaming. Oh, but here's the thing.
That's kind of disrespectful, but I get it. It's a little disrespectful, but okay.
Well, Microsoft is Microsoft. Shoot. Microsoft works with Microsoft products.
I mean, you're right. Yeah. You're right, dog.
It's
you're
the best
right.
controller to use for shooting games. I mean, to be honest, it's great to maneuver. If I could have an Xbox controller on a PlayStation system, that would be my perfect match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't like the DualShock sticks where it's at on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Those sticks trash. The setup of the controller is trash. But if you notice, they kind of tried to make the new one a little more smooth on the outside handles and put them mm-hmm. a little up to kind of give them a more like reaching up feel. Cause that's why they feel weird, cause they right here, bro. Like I don't know if you see my hands, but they like here instead of here. You know what I mean? So like that's trash.
I mean, the one thing is, it's simple to get like a converter. If I really wanted to use an Xbox control, like Xbox style controller, so bad, I can just get a converter, plug it into the system, and use an Xbox controller if I really wanted to.
That's fire, though.
Yes, yeah, I mean. They've been doing that for years.
But see, like, and this is my other debate with this. Neither one of them are dropping exclusives with the system that I'm really too concerned about. Because the only reason the Spider-Man I geeked about is because I don't know the story. I didn't play the prior ones. I don't know where it left off, and I really anal about that shit. I can never just jump in the middle of a series of a show, a video game, nothing. I got to know what popped off at the beginning to know why the fuck I'm even doing this shit. And then what else they dropping? God of War? No?
Mm-hmm. And Crash Bandicoot.
Haven't played any God of War. Don't give a fuck about Crash Bandicoot. So I'm stuck. But then on the Xbox side, fuck some more Halo. That's trash. Give me something more adult. Halo's not trash. For all you Halo heads, I don't want to get canceled by somebody out there. But like, you know what I mean? Special K, those Halo. Shout out Special K. You know what I mean? He probably going to have you about that. But this is not a game I play because I don't fuck a first person. You feel me? Like, and what else they getting? Forza or some goofy shit?
Forza's a dope racing game, though.
Yeah, I'm a beast at racing games. That's one of my fortes, but I like street racing. Give me Need for Speed, and I'm copping. Give me another Midnight Club Dub Edition, and I'm copping.
Not Midnight Club. That takes me back.
Yeah. Customize everything on the car, bro. I was a king. Let me find it online or somewhere I could play you. You don't see me. I'm gonna dust you, dog. Dust.
Yeah, give me a Def Jam game.
Oh yeah. Hold on. I thought I heard something about that. Or am I tripping?
I heard they might do it. I heard they're actually talking about it.
That's what we need. But these rappers ass though. They gotta bring back some of the OGs too.
Oh come on, you don't wanna play with Little Yachty?
I probably would play with him on the game. He probably be OP.
Like little boat, he hits you with a boat.
He gonna hit you with a whole boat. He gonna turn around,
Lisa,
do this, and a motherfucking boat gonna come out and smack the shit out of you just out of nowhere.
All right, he takes like the boat steering wheel and uses as a weapon.
I can see it, Roddy Rich. You know what I mean? They probably have Eminem on there. They probably get the OGs on there. Eminem be on there. Joe Budden
Eminem
be in there.
Be like the last character you got to fight.
Migos going to be a cheat. They're going to be OP. You know what I'm saying? Who else we got? They got R&B on there. They're going to have Summer Rae on there. You said J. Cole?
Mm-hmm.
Fire. He going to have a dreadlock move. He going to do something with the dreadlocks.
Oh, you know I just thought who will be in the game? Freaking August Alsina and Chris Brown.
August Alsina, bro. That nigga still make music?
Yeah, he just put out an album this week.
What you feeling on the music tip, bro? Let's just go down. Now we in FNBS category of things. What's up, man? What's happening in the music world?
Man, that Dizzy Ride Demerick album was tight.
Bro, I've been out of touch, bro. All I've been doing is editing and recording, man, trying to build this YouTube channel, man. I've been missing out. She said Dizzy Ride. Let me write.
Dizzy Ride and Demerick put out a second album together.
Let me put some shit in my phone, dog. See what's up so I can make sure.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and play that. You need to listen to that. That's an official thing right there.
Yeah.
It's fire. It's heat.
I'm about to add that Dizzy Ride real quick. Let me add that.
I'm not going to lie. I've actually been getting into that that kid, the baby.
You said the baby?
I ain't gonna see it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, I've been into the baby. My baby mama got me here town, bro. She sent me a song called Up the Street. And I used to play that shit at work, bro. And it was fire. And I was on him ever since.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, that kid actually got it. You know, Eminem shouted him out.
Yeah.
Eminem was like, man, I like that kid. And I was like, you know, I like that kid too.
Yeah.
Kid's a fish.
He a fish.
The baby, Lil Baby.
How you feel about Lil Baby song, bro? And before you answer that, do you think that he got a lot of props for that song before a lot of other motherfuckers who's done songs like that just because he's a newer cat?
I think it's because he is a newer cat, but at least he's talking about something.
So and he hit all aspects, too. He hit,
and that's what I'm saying. And then, on top of that, I never really had a problem with that kid.
No,
he seemed like a respected kid.
He seemed like a certified dude. He seemed like a genuine street dude that ain't really on no bullshit.
What pisses me off, though, why is 6ix9ine still getting popular?
Bro, because he's an enigma, man. He's done something nobody else been able to do. I don't like him. I don't respect him, but he is an enigma in music. You've never seen nobody go through the shit he's went through and do the things he's done and still be able to bounce back. That's the only thing I respect from that nigga is that he bounced back like a motherfucker. He came back hard as fuck. Not music-wise. The nigga music is trash.
Yeah.
But how he came back with after all the fucking shit that's been talked about him, nobody's done that, bro. His
that
hustle.
Nigga,
go ahead.
He's like a roach. He just won't stop.
He won't. Hey, but did you see Nicki in that video, though? We ain't gonna talk about that too much more.
I have not watched the video.
Watch that video with Nicki Minaj, bro.
I can't do it because it gives
listen,
him a play.
No, listen to me. Watch that video he did with Nicki Minaj. It's called Trolls. Watch it.
Why?
I'm not gonna get into too much detail because, you know, I don't want to be rude. Watch it, nigga.
Why are you trying to make me watch this video, Jerry?
Yeah, you better watch it. You gonna wish you would watch it sooner. I tell you what. Watch it on mute.
Why are you trying to influence me, Jay?
Bro, don't sign it to your account or nothing. Just watch it. You know. Hey, watch it. I ain't gonna say it again, nigga. Watch that shit.
Boy. Jay over here trying to corrupt my morals.
Nah, bro. Fuck all of that. Watch the video. Fuck his music. Watch that video. Just for Nicki, bro. It's wild. You ain't never seen nothing like that either. And just with that, how he did that with that song and the shit he's saying. He, like, I ain't never seen nobody embrace an L. And I hate dude. But he embraced that L. And watch that video. Watch the video with Nicki Minaj, dog. But hold on. Music wise, I've been tapped out, man. I've been sad because battle rap scene has changed on me. I can't get no good battle rap music in. I've just been watching a lot of random trap shit, bro. I've been on some anything that beat and give me a vibe and they put the bars together nice. I'm with it right now. I'm just listening for good cadences. I don't want to hear nothing heavy. I'm listening for good cadences, fire beats, and I'm listening to a motherfucker to make the beat they bitch, and it's in my playlist. You know what I mean? Yellow Beezy got a song out with Young Thug. Fire. I think it's Headlock. Fucking Moneybagg Yo and Black Youngster got a song out, and I hate Black Youngster, bro. But they got
that dude talk a lot of shit.
He talked too much shit, bro. I grew up with niggas like that. And I can't stand that shit. You know what I mean? Like, just always running their motherfucking mouth, whether they got some or don't. Like, nigga, shut up. Don't nobody care. The fuck out my face, dog. You know what I mean? But that shit hit hard. But Black Youngster make a lot of shit that hit hard for me, bro. I can't cap. I guess. PTSD, PTSD with G Herbo and Chance the Rapper. That's something different. That's fire. Somebody else in that shit, too. I can't think. But that shit hit. Bro, another song I've been feeling, and y'all can judge me. It's like, I don't know if it's pop. I don't know what it's considered. But it's by a group or a dude named Services, bro. And it's called and it's called Sunday's Best. If you want to feel good about yourself, bro, or good about life on the worst day, put that song on. It's about Services called Sunday Best. Damn, I've heard some shit. What's that little dude name? Hold on. It's a song called Go with Juice WRLD in it. The Kid Leroy. Never heard of this dude. He's a little white kid. He sound almost like Juice WRLD, just more raspy. And RP Juice WRLD. He just dropped a video, bro. Him and Juice WRLD was good friends. And actually recorded Juice WRLD in the studio session and them hanging out. So most of the video, he's rapping the lyrics. But the song, when you hear this little white dude, bro, his style, bro, this song is beautiful. This song is a work of art, bro. And Juice WRLD verse is just crazy and it hit different now that he gone. Like, I don't know about you, like, I'm 37, bro, but I love musicians and artists. That nigga was an artist, bro. Like, Juice WRLD's music, it was incredible, bro.
And that kid could freestyle his ass off, too.
Bro, he was incredible, bro. Like, everybody's like, oh, he's a new generation's mumble rapper. No, nigga, he was incredible. I felt the same way about X. X might did aggressive music, but, bro, when we get done, listen to Go by the Kid Leroy and Juice WRLD. Bro, I damn near shed a tear listening to that shit. That shit is beautiful. But I've been on that wave. If it's new in a drop and I catch it and it's fire, I ain't even listen to my normal people no more. Like, I want to hear some vibes, bro. We need good vibes.
I feel like it shouldn't matter what the subgenre of rap it is. If it hits you, it hits you.
Yeah.
Music in general, if it just freaking hits you. I got a couple country songs that I like that hit me.
Hey, bro, bro, that's some fire country out there. I like everything.
I fuck with that kid, Kane Brown. That kid.
I don't know names. I'm not a name person, but.
He did a song with John Legend that was fire as fuck.
Yeah.
There's some shit, like, I'm just saying, there's a lot of just good shit out there.
It is.
Like,
you gotta open, like, if you open your mind and shit, bro, you'll discover a lot.
Oh my man. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm always gonna be a hip hop head, but at the same time, sometimes I wanna sit back and chill.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I ain't gonna even sit here and lie. You know what I did for like a whole fucking week, like 2 weeks ago?
What's that?
I was playing 98 Degrees and shit like that.
What song was you listening to?
It's the hardest thing that I've to
do. Hey, bro, they had some cuts. They had some cuts, bro. Motherfuckers get too tied up in the labels, man. Motherfuckers get too tied up in the labels and drums. Yeah.
I was living in nothing at all. I literally had like a fucking 90s pop band, man.
Bro, hey. Bro, it's music. Exactly, every genre of music has some shit they say that you can feel. You know what I'm saying? Did you watch any of the Versus battles? You hit to those?
Oh my God. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, bro. I'm sorry the Bone and 3-6 joint didn't pop off. The Bone Thugs Harmony and 3-6 battle. They was
that would have been so sick.
I would have loved that, bro. Like, Bone is my favorite group, if y'all don't know, if you didn't know. That's my number one band of all time. I can't call them a band, but hip hop group. Like, I'm a rat. No matter what they make, bro, I'm never gonna say it's trash, even if it's trash. That's how much of a fan I am. You know what I mean?
Hell, I mean, to be honest though, you gotta admit, like, that's the only group I know that can all make successful solo albums.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everybody made a successful solo album.
Yeah.
Then they had subgroups, they come back together, kill it again.
Yeah, bro. Still touring like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Saw him in concert for the first time, like almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, Busy Bone's first album was one of my favorite solo
projects. Heaven's Movie?
Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus makes me feel good.
Don't Jesus make you feel good? Hey, bro, that was that shit. Hey, but he threw everybody for a loop with that at the end. Because the rest of the album is just, that album was fire, bro. That album was fire, bro. Demons Surround Me All the Time. Demons Around Me All the Time. Bro, that was my shit. Like, he was just going,
how many
bro.
People did we see come?
Yeah, bro. And he kept his high voice the whole album, too. Damn, you're taking me back now, bro. You're taking me back to some shit. But what else popping? What else popping in the world, man? What's the first thing you want to do, bro, when if the world ever gets back to normal?
First thing I want to do?
First thing you want to do, bro. What's the first thing you're going to do? Now that we've seen how it is there anything that has been brought to your attention that's like, damn, once the world get back up, I need to take more advantage of these things because now I can't do shit. Is there anything like that?
Go see the world more.
Yeah.
I realize I live a privilege of just living everyday life, but really haven't really strived for more. I need to go see the world some more.
Yeah.
The last time I went out of the country was in 2008.
Where'd you go?
Germany.
Yeah, at least, yeah. I've never been out of the country.
Bro.
But that's I'm scared of airplanes, though.
Themselves.
I'm scared of getting on a plane, though.
Bro, it ain't that bad. Just sleep.
That's what everybody say, bro.
Just take an edible before you go.
Bro, that should have had me on 1,000. Like,
I'm not saying take the whole edible. I'm saying take a third of the edible.
Fuck that. I'm gonna have to do it one day, bro. But fuck that, man. Like, I don't know.
I mean, either that or go find a suburban mom, get some good Xanax, take like 2 Xanax, pass out on the plane for 8 hours, go to Amsterdam.
Hey, bro, Amsterdam ain't all that, but I still want to go.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, look, ain't going to be no California weed.
Yeah, yeah.
But the food is fire. The sights are amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody just thinks it's hookers and drugs, bro. Nah, they got art museums, the Anne Frank place. They got a whole bunch of shit you can do.
Yeah. Nah, I believe that.
You can literally have a whole week in Amsterdam and be cool.
Yeah, I already know that. Like, everything we know here is a lie. Like, well, like, well, Amsterdam is just hookers and beer. Like, that's because y'all don't want nobody to go nowhere else but America. Fuck it. Amsterdam's probably fire. But now, there's places I want to go, bro. But I don't know, man. The main thing I want to do, bro, is just I need to get out and create more outside content. You know what I mean? I need to step my content game up, bro. A lot of things just has, like, fell off lately with, the drop of a co-host and just everybody kind of like, this is work. You know what I'm saying? And I think the people I chose were good friends and shit in the beginning and still good friends, you feel me? But I think most people like the idea of this, not realizing how hard it is. You know what I mean? How taxing it could be to create and like stay up on it. But I want to do more outside content. You know what I mean? More than just sitting in the crib and doing shit like this and doing podcasts and shit. But I just want to get out in the world more, like kind of like you said, but just on a way smaller scale, at least till I get more success with it.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, I need to start embracing, start grabbing life by the balls a little more. Pause. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree, and I felt the same way.
Yeah, but.
But then I can worry about hookers and beer.
Yeah, facts, bro. Hookers and beer be easy. But then, but I'm trying some shit, bro. Like, I'm working on the YouTube channel. You know what I mean? Like, I'm about to do these horror reactions. I've already recorded a few. Me and the boys about to do some gaming. You know what I'm saying? Just working, bro. We're trying to work more and shit. And, like, still trying to find a crew to do the gaming with. So, if you down, but you're a PlayStation man over there. But,
I use most of PC.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn it. I'm trying to learn the PC game. You know what I mean? Are you playing something right now on PC? Anything you fuck with?
Yeah, what the fuck am I playing on PC right now? I've been going back and forth with Destiny. I've been doing the new season of Apex.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm addicted to Tekken 7.
Word.
What else have I been doing? I've also been getting into what the hell is that? The game with the cars, and basically you're playing car soccer.
Rocket League.
Rocket League, yes.
Yeah, Rocket League's fire. Yeah, I think that's cross. I think that's cross platform, bro. We could probably fuck with that. So I'm gonna start streaming and everything, dog.
Oh, bro. I played like the most random, funny ass game last night. It was called Gang Beast.
Oh, Gang Beast fire. I've been playing it with my kids. That shit hilarious, nigga.
I was cracking the hell.
That's the funniest game. Every time you play it, it's funny, bro. Every time you play it, it's funny.
What is this?
Hey, when you get good at it, though, it's different. When you get good at this,
I'm sitting there, I'm in an elevator with somebody waiting to fight somebody, and then I gotta jump across to the other elevator.
Yep, you gotta grab on,
cut off the cables,
pull yourself up, grab on, punch, bro. You can put motherfuckers to sleep with a punch. That shit fire, all ages. Like I said, I play this shit with my kids, bro. I'm like, even watching motherfuckers stream it is hilarious because it's always a good time.
I was like, why haven't I discovered this until now?
Bro, they make another game like that. It's called Human Fall Flat, but it's the same kind of wiggly movement, same mechanics, but you like kind of figure out puzzles and shit, and that's hilarious.
Huh.
I think it's another one. At Your Delivery, some shit. My kids play all this shit, bro, but they all free games. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's tight though.
They got another one where you gotta like, be at delivery services and the fucking controls the same, so it's impossible to do anything right. Like to put a package on the truck is like fucking rocket science, but it's hilarious. Like it's dope, bro. Those games are what we need, bro. Just straight positivity.
Oh yeah, I've been playing like multiple things because like I've been doing this using this cloud gaming service called Parasect.
Yeah.
And Parasect basically has a whole bunch of emulators and shit that you can play with other people online.
Yeah.
You can play newer games like the newer Super Smash Bros. All the way to like older games like SmackDown versus Raw 2006.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Hell like, yeah.
So I've been messing with that. And then, of course, I use Steam to play some of the games I like to play too.
Yeah.
So. It's a mixture of everything.
Might have to fuck with you, bro. Shit, send me some links to some multiplayer shit, bro. We can hop on Twitch. I'll host that shit. You know what I mean? And get it popping.
I'm down.
You know what I mean? And do get it popping for real. Blah. What else, man? We got any more topics, bro? Should we wrap it up? It wasn't even a topic show, like I said, guys. Just convo, man. You know what I mean? Most of it was the first part. You know what I mean? Most of it was the first part. You know, kind of bringing some awareness, telling y'all to chill the fuck out. And kind of hating on the haters a little bit. Yeah, and like you said, bro, definitely a solid combo. It always is, bro. Always is. Informally welcome to FBS Studios, bro, in whatever ways that means. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for the help so far. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being willing to help a nigga out. Because a lot of people think this is some easy shit. A lot of people think it's just some boom, boom, and it's done. But this is a grind, bro, and you've been doing the podcast thing longer than me. So I know you know.
It is a ride.
It is, bro. But like anything else, you can't give up. Got to keep going. And I refuse. Like, it's killing me not being able to do content right now. But I'm doing other stuff, so fuck it. You know?
Same.
But if you ain't got nothing else, bro, you know what I mean? Anything you want to say to people? Any follows? Any likes? Any subs? Anything they need to do for you?
All right. So, for all the pimps and hoes out there, show. Hey.
Pimps and hoes. At least you included everybody.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
At least you included everybody, though. You like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all. Give my man some respect. Give my man some respect, but for real, though.
Everybody can follow me on Delivery Bros Pod on Instagram. Not on Instagram, on Twitter. Delivery Bros Podcast on Instagram. Delivery Bros on Facebook. And